y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess.
All right. What's up, guys? It's me, Justin, back with another episode of the show. It's a good one. I know this last couple weeks has been hard for me to get my schedule together, but here we are. It's a new week, a new day, a new hour, new content. We love to see it. So before we start, if you love the show, make sure you go into Apple Podcasts, give the show a rating, give the show a review if you really feel compelled. I love to see it. I really appreciate the support. And y'all also feel free to follow me on my social media as well. Feel free to follow me. Feel free to follow my guest. And I'll link all of that in the description of this episode. So if you're new to this show, this podcast is a podcast that features people who agree. It features people who disagree. But most importantly, the point of this show is to bring together people with different perspectives. So speaking of different perspectives, my friend DeAndre is back for another episode to join me this week.
What's up? I'm here. Let's do it. Let's do it.
DeAndre, you know, I think it's good for people to point out, you know, whenever they're proud of their friends. And I'm proud of you.
How? Why? What'd I do?
Okay, I'm proud of you because a couple days ago I called DeAndre, and when he answered the phone, he had a mask on his face. And he's really taking this coronavirus seriously. I was shook because I didn't think that people were actually, you know, going out with masks. And to see you with a mask on, that's how I knew that this virus is something serious.
Man, you got to take this thing seriously, man, because people are dying right and left, man. I don't want to be the next victim, and I'm high risk because I have a asthma, so I don't want to get it.
Really?
Yeah. So
I mean, I had asthma as a kid, but it went away, so I don't have asthma anymore.
Well, I never knew I had asthma till like recently, man. I got tested. They said I have asthma. I was like, damn.
It sucks. This week, I actually taught my parents something. I taught my parents to not be racist.
How?
So, you know, I think that it's important for all of us to keep our parents in check. Actually, it's important for us to keep all of our loved ones in check. A lot of us might have family members that say controversial things. I, for one, my family says controversial things sometimes. So a couple days ago, I was talking with my mom, and then she goes, Chinese. Some of them, their eyes are closed. And I was like, It's not funny. She was saying that Chinese people, their eyes are closed, like making a comment about their eyes. And I told her that's racist and that she shouldn't say that. And then we had this whole discussion about not calling Asian people Chinese. Because a lot of Africans call any person that's Asian Chinese. Like, how do you know they're Chinese?
Exactly, man. They say everybody's Chinese, man. But sometimes people are actually Chinese, though. But
that's true.
Sometimes you could tell, well, if you've been around like Asian people a lot, you can tell between the different nationalities. But
I can't tell. No. Like, even within African communities, I can't tell who's Ghana. I can't tell who's Nigerian. I can't tell who's Cambodian or whatever. Oh, that's not in Africa. I can't tell who's Zimbabwe. Like, I can't tell. Yeah, that's what happened this week. So I sat them down and I talked to them. I was like, not every person that is Asian is Chinese. So they're like, okay, we will say Asian. Asian, is that better? And I was like, yes, that's good. That's good. Because, wow. I don't know. Yeah, I know. You got to teach your parents, because I think that even white people, we always hold white people to a higher standard than we should sometimes. Whenever they're at Thanksgiving and they hear racist comments, I expect them to call out their parents, call out their granddaddy, their meemaw, their peepaw, their weewaw, their yaya. Because, you know, they have like different names for their grandparents, I guess. I just call them grandma and grandpa. But the other day I heard peepaw, weewaw, yaya. I was like, who is that?
Meemaw.
I said, who is that? But
Nah. That's sick.
Yeah. Anyway, Meemaw. So basically, I was at Target, and I was getting some headphones, so I was in the tech aisle. Because you know how you can check out in the tech place, check out in the grocery area? Mm-hmm. So there was a guy there that had a full cart of groceries, and he was checking out in the technology center.
What? What kind of shit is that?
I was confused, because... And then I was like, wait, maybe it's not right for me to judge him, because maybe he's actually smart, because all the grocery places are crowded with people and the tech place had nobody in line. So maybe that was a smart move on his part.
but have some damn, you know, have some class, man. That's not meant to be, it's like, you can't check out there.
Really?
It doesn't matter if it's, you can, but you're not supposed to check out groceries in the tech, not like, if it's like, you have like one small item and then you're buying like a phone or something. Like, okay, you could buy the phone, you'll buy some Band-Aids or something like that. But if it's a whole basket full, it's stupid, man.
And in the news, sadly, we have some sad news to report. Bernie Sanders has dropped out of the race.
Today, Sanders gave in.
I cannot, in good conscience, continue to mount a campaign that cannot win and which would interfere with the important work required of all of us in this difficult hour.
Wow.
How do you feel? Yeah.
I feel that he was never going to win because of his party keeping holding him back. And like, yeah, the Democratic Party never wanted him to get elected. So he was never going to get that Democratic, because people are just, I don't know what the Democratic Party has against him. Either he's too socialist or whatever. Even if he would have got it, they probably would have like
sabotaged him.
Yeah, sabotaged him, and he wouldn't have won.
The thing is, I know a lot of African parents are breathing a sigh of relief. As soon as my parents saw the news, they're like, thank goodness, he's old.
The thing is, Biden can't remember anything.
I know, he has dementia or something.
Yeah, isn't Biden like, what, 2 years younger than Bernie? No, Biden's 73.
Oh, okay, he looks older than that.
And then Bernie Sanders is...
I think Bernie is 78.
Is he 78? Let me see.
He's in his late 70s.
Yeah, he's 78. So it's only 5 years. It's like, it's not like it's a big... Like, Bernie's like 90 and Biden's like 65 or something like that.
Right.
Biden's old too. Like, let's call a spade a spade.
Well, that's the thing. Every time I ask my parents and I push them on the issues, they're always like... I was like, why don't you like Bernie Sanders? And then my mom would say, because he's old. I'm like, that's not a reason. What is his policy? And then my mom was like, he's a socialist. And I was like, do you even know what that means? And then she just was like,
you know they get it from the
WhatsApp.
Yeah, WhatsApp. I hate that stuff, man.
We'll get on WhatsApp in a second. We'll get on WhatsApp in a second. I have a lot to say. But my dad actually voted for Bernie, so.
Really?
Yeah, he did. I told him to vote for Bernie.
And he did it?
And he did.
Wow.
And he actually called me in line while he was voting and said, who should I vote for? And I told him, vote for Bernie. And if he wants Trump to win, vote for Biden.
Wow.
Yeah. But the thing that's scaring me is that I saw a report that said that Biden might select Kamala Harris as his running mate. And if that happens, it's over.
He's not going to win?
Yeah, Trump will win if Kamala Harris is the running mate. Not that that's going to be the determining factor, but I didn't like the fact that Biden said that no matter what, he's going to choose a woman. To me, that's pandering.
Yeah, that's pandering, man. Why would you narrow it down that much before you even, like, now you're limited. You have to choose a woman now since you said it.
The thing is, it's great to have a woman, but the thing is, it should always go to the most qualified person. If the most qualified person, if the most qualified person happens to be a woman, then go for it. I love to see it. We all love to see it. But to just say that blatantly, I'm going to pick a woman. That's like saying, I am going to pick a black running mate. That's not good. You're only.
I think he's doing that for the vote. And the two votes that he needs is the women vote and the African-American vote. And Kamala Harris is black
and a woman.
She's a woman. So that fits two check boxes, and that can help. Even though a lot of black people don't really mess with Kamala Harris. So
I don't trust her.
But some do.
Yeah, that's fine. That's their candidate. Everybody's entitled to their beliefs and their vote, so more power to them. But in November, it's going to be the status quo versus the status no.
We're going to see, man. Who's the status no?
We'll see. Did you see that Drake was featured in Architectural Digest?
Because of his house?
Yeah, because of his home.
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, so Drake was featured in Architectural Digest, which is a popular magazine that shows celebrity homes and architecture. I love the magazine. I love seeing, you know, people's homes and how they styled it. So Drake's home is 50,000 square feet, And my opinion, I don't think that any human needs 50,000 square feet to live. Because if your house is...
50K.
Yeah, if your house is that big, there's rooms that you never go in. What is the point of owning all of that?
He's rich. I mean, people, when you're rich, you could buy excess stuff that you don't need. I mean, the thing is, I don't like the way people are, like, fetishizing over celebrities' houses and stuff. Like, oh, my God. Oh, do you see that house? Like, oh, yeah. When you have that kind of money, I'm like, dude, it's just a house. When it comes down to it, it's literally just a house. Like,
it is. It's materialistic. When we die, guess what? The house isn't coming with us. The pool is not coming with us. The money is not coming with us. We're dead. When you're dead, you're dead. So that's why I hate when people care about materialistic things, because that's not what this world is about. And what I hate is that people aspire to that, but they also don't realize how difficult it is to not only buy a house, but to maintain a house, you know?
That's true.
Because y'all know I just got my roof redone on the house, and that was, like, very expensive. So that's a cost that you don't even really think about when you're buying a house, replacing the things that you already have, whether that's appliances, whether that's furniture, whether that's maintaining your lawn or whatever. Because do you remember the show MTV Cribs?
Yeah.
There was always all these rappers that had huge mega mansions. And then we find out later that they go bankrupt because they don't know how to spend and maintain their money. Like, it's dumb to me.
Yeah. Didn't T-Pain go broke? T-Pain went broke, man. He had so much money. He was on every track in the early 2000s and the late 2000s as well. And he went broke, man. He spent all the money. Adrian Peterson, the NFL running back.
Mm-hmm. MC Hammer.
MC Hammer. But MC Hammer's rich now again.
Good. He has a little comeback.
He invested into tech stock, so this dude's pretty rich now. But
I kind of don't blame them. You know, these people that grow up in the hood and have never had money, I kind of don't blame them.
Just because they're black doesn't mean they're from the hood.
No, I'm not saying that. Don't put words in my mouth. Don't put words in my mouth. I said people that are from the hood, they've never seen that kind of money. So because of that, they don't know how to spend it. So it's easy for me, this privileged black boy that, you know, has known about money and people have taught me stuff. It's easy for me to sit on my pedestal and say, oh, these blacks, they don't know how to spend their money. But that's not true. If you've never had money like this, you're going to spend it the only way you know how. And if the only way you know how is to buy a big house that you can't afford long term, that's all you know. So it's not fair for people like me to look down on them and blame them for not knowing how to handle their money.
Well, we all know simple math, man. You can't spend more than you're taking in. That's just simple math. It's 1 + 1 = 2. Two is less than four.
So who's to blame? The real estate agent that's like, oh, this fits right within your budget.
What's it called? The educational public school system. That's who to blame.
So you think we should learn that kind of stuff in school?
They should be teaching that. They should be teaching it, man. Kids don't know this kind of things.
That's interesting.
They be teaching stuff that doesn't even matter. Like, freaking.
What doesn't matter? Because I feel like everything I learned in school mattered.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
did art class matter to you?
Yeah. You know, the arts are important. Look at you. You'd be one of those people that would defund the arts in favor of football. Are you dumb? The arts are important.
Did I say football or did I say math?
I don't know what you said, but don't defund
exactly.
The arts.
I wouldn't. Math is important. Math and exactly. Science and reading and English and all that. But art, would you rather learn about buying a house and taxes and stuff or Picasso?
To me, it's not fair to do apples and oranges because everything is equally important. They're important in different ways is the thing. Because you can be a painter and sell $1 million, you know, photographs and $1 million paintings.
You don't have to learn that in school.
But it accesses your creative mind, though. Some people have never picked up a paintbrush and they don't know that they're talented until they actually try. So if that art program is not even there, then they have untapped potential that will never be fully realized.
You don't need to learn that in school. You don't need to learn how to paint in school.
You don't need to learn how to paint, but you can have access to a paintbrush. Some of these poor people can't afford paintbrushes. They can't afford paint. So at school is the only opportunity that they have to try some of these things that creatively they'd be interested in but never got a chance because they don't have access to those things. Look at you.
We can agree to disagree. I'm gonna keep my opinion. Okay. This is polar opposites.
That's fine. That's fine. But yeah, what do you guys think? You guys listening, what do you guys think and what's y'all's take on it? But my next story is about The Weeknd. I don't know if you heard about this.
What about him?
Okay, The Weeknd was quoted in a magazine saying that he heard the song Climax by Usher. And as soon as he heard it, he was like, wow, that's a Weeknd song. And I have a lot to say.
The Weeknd can't hold Usher's dick, man.
That's what I'm saying.
He can't hold Usher's dick.
The disrespect is so real with this younger generation. All the greats that came before them, everybody's disrespecting people. Just because you're hot now doesn't mean that the people that came before you are trash or are not relevant. Usher is a legend, and people don't realize how great he is.
The Weeknd's not a legend. The Weeknd's not a legend yet. He has to do more stuff. He had, what, two albums or one album?
He has four albums, actually.
No, I'm talking about good ones, not the one, like, good ones. That new shit that he dropped that was trash.
I heard good things about it. What was it called? After Hours?
Heartless. Never mind. That's one of the songs on it. Yeah. I don't know, but that shit was hot ass.
To me, The Weeknd shouldn't be talking. My thing
he
is
he shouldn't
that,
be talking.
Yeah. He's a poor performer. You know, he rips from Michael Jackson. He rips from Usher, the same person that, you know, without Usher, he wouldn't even have a career.
Exactly. He said, that's a Weeknd track. Dude, who was The Weeknd in 2011? Nobody knew The Weeknd in 2011.
Exactly. People knew who he was in 2011.
No, they didn't.
Wait, Climax came out in 2011?
Yeah.
Okay. The Weeknd was...
He first came on the scene in 2013 when I was, like, in high school. When I was, like, junior, senior. That's when he first came on the scene. But people knew him, like, people in New York and Canada or, like, people that were, like, heavily listening to underground stuff. But he became really popular 2013, 2014, those years. Like, who was he in 2011, man? Why would Usher copy off as a nobody, basically? Right.
Some people think that they're bigger than they are. Like, The Weeknd did not really pioneer anything. Usher is the one, if anything, that pioneered everything. Without Usher, there would be no Weeknd. So stop disrespecting your legends. Appreciate the people that came before you. And that's give people their flowers while they're alive and not when they're dead.
Exactly. So, you know, if Usher... God forbid, but, you know, if Usher goes, we can be like, oh my God, that was my hero, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude... You didn't keep that same energy, you know, when he was here, man. People exactly. don't do that.
Like, and I'm going to continue praising Usher because I think that he's one, like, relevant album away from headlining the Super Bowl because he has the hits. He has everything.
The Super Bowl, he should have been. He's already done the Super Bowl, has he?
But he wasn't the headliner. He just came in as a special guest with Black Eyed Peas.
Man, you know the Super Bowl's kind of racist, though, so they're not going to have how? Like, just what do you mean? NFL? NFL is racist, bro.
Oh, they are. I've already actually made the analogy. I made it several times that I think the NFL is like modern day slavery in a way. You have owners who are the masters, players who are the slaves. The combine and the draft, which is like a slave auction. Ooh, I want the best pick. Ooh, he's strong and muscular. Yeah.
What's it called? Mandingo fighters. Yes. Just off of Django. They get the biggest and blackest.
Hey, the analogy is there. If you want to make it, I feel like the material is there.
It's true, man. But the only thing is they get paid. They get paid millions. But the owners, they get paid billions.
So, that's what I'm saying. They get pennies. All right. So my next story, my last story actually, is about Ellen. I don't know if you heard about this.
What about her?
Ellen, she was on Instagram Live talking about how bored she is. She then said that being in quarantine is the equivalent of being in a prison.
One thing that I've learned from being in quarantine is that people... This is like being in jail is what it is. It's mostly because I've been wearing the same clothes for 10 days and everyone in here is gay. The jokes that I have.
And people tore her up on social media.
She doesn't know, man. She doesn't know. She's been rich too long to... Quarantine is just... It's not like prison, man. Prison...
People are dying. And people are even dying of coronavirus.
Exactly. In prison. Like, you can't go nowhere. She can literally go somewhere. Like, she can
lives
go
in a mega mansion. Like, what is she complaining about? Like, people are literally annoyed. These celebrities need to close their mouth and open their pocketbooks. Like, I'm sorry.
Dude, this coronavirus has exposed Excel celebrities, man. It's shown that celebrities are not invincible. They're not that helpful. They're not heroes. They're just regular people, just like us. They're trying to survive, just like us.
I've been saying that. Like, you and I, we don't praise or worship celebrities. I've told y'all many times, I don't even follow celebrities on Instagram because I don't care. They're just regular people. The second that people stop worshiping and idolizing these celebrities, we'll go far in life.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
I don't like the way people are like, oh, yeah, I want a dinner with Jay-Z. I want a brunch with Jay-Z. I want this with Jay-Z. I'm like, bro, what is that going to do for you? We already talked about this before, but like, what is dinner or brunch with the celebrity going to do for you, man? He doesn't have a fucking magic fucking hand or something. He doesn't care about you either. He doesn't give a shit about you. He cares about his family. He's a grown man. He cares about his family. He don't give a damn about you.
Because I think that whenever people meet celebrities, like, I feel like people who aspire to be famous, once they actually become famous and they see how celebrities are, there's like, this is what I was obsessing over. They're just trash people just like the rest of us.
Exactly. Like,
They just have more money. Some
celebrities are fucking assholes. A lot of them are. They're just really assholes.
And you'll be sadly disappointed when you meet them in real life and they're not what you expected them to be.
But it's just not the same, man. It's not the same.
So my message to Ellen, be quiet, enjoy your mansion. If you're really that bored during the quarantine, how about you spend some of your money since you have so much? I mean, we can use some coins.
That's true. Or go to the other side of your house. Like, literally, spend 1 week in this side of your house and then go to the other side the next week. Like, literally, I know your house is that big where you could do
it.
It is.
Literally. It's huge. So, yeah, that's my message for Ellen. So, because I feel like people don't hold people accountable. Like, people love Ellen. Nobody ever says anything bad about her. So people are scared to have a conversation about pointing out the questionable things she's done. Because remember, wasn't she the one that is now buddy-buddy with George W. Bush? And then she said that you should be able to have friends that don't believe in what you believe in.
I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. For instance, I wish people wouldn't wear fur. I don't like it, but I'm friends with people who wear fur. But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter.
I think that's hypocrisy, because if that's the case, extend that same olive branch to Trump after he leaves office. Am I right?
But was she ever friends with Trump, though?
No, I think Ellen became friends with George W. Bush after he left office. Yeah, my thing is that once Trump leaves office, why don't you extend that same olive branch to him, since everybody's supposed to be kumbaya and loving one another? And
it depends, though. It's person to person. What if she doesn't like Trump? What if she just likes George W.
instead? Well, that's fine. But my thing is that George W. Bush was actively putting in legislation that was hurting the LGBT community. Ellen is part of that community, so why is it okay to be friends with somebody that was trying to oppress you, that was trying to deny you the right to marry your wife?
That's true. I mean, we need to ask those questions too.
Yes. And that's why we have the podcast, so I can discuss stuff like this, because people aren't talking about that. That is blatant hypocrisy. Extend that same olive branch to Trump if you're about what you're saying. Everybody should love one another. Everybody should, you know, be friends with people of opposing beliefs. Then bring Trump on your show, giggle and hee-haw with him. Because in my opinion, Trump has not done worse than what George W. Bush has done. To my recollection, Trump did
wait,
not...
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
You said Trump has not done worse than George W. Bush has?
George W. Bush has done worse than what Donald Trump has done so far.
I don't think so, man.
Okay, then since you have that opinion, why do you say that?
Are you talking about, like, in his whole life, Trump, or are you talking about during presidency?
During the presidency.
This coronavirus stuff has been pretty bad, man.
But I would say the Iraq war is worse than the virus. It's killed a lot more people than the virus will ever kill. It's ruined more lives than the virus will ever ruin.
But that's a war, though. This is a whole disease. Like,
you're not making any sense.
But you're comparing a war and a disease, though. You're like, a pandemic.
You can control a war. You can't really control a virus.
He could have controlled it, but he had intel before it even came, and he just ignored it. Like, come on, dude.
No, and also what makes it worse, Bush used fake intelligence to propagate a false war. Like, that is wrong.
Is that do you think that's true, or is that a conspiracy?
It's not a conspiracy. Speaking of what we'll be talking about later, it's not a conspiracy. That everybody has known that war was not real. We use false intelligence to start a war with a country that had nothing to do with 9/11. That is wrong. That is wrong, because that could have been stopped. That could have been controlled. But a virus is something that replicates. It's something that attacks people. And that's something that you can't really control to some extent. But a war, you have the choice to join and start a war. And you have a choice to stop or don't even begin a war in the first place. That's why I think what George W. Bush did is worse than what Trump is doing right now. Because millions have been killed. There's amputees. There's military veterans that don't have limbs because of a lie. That is so wrong. And my heart goes out to people that, you know, went off to fight in that war. They're coming back, and they're never going to be the same person again.
Well, you know? they those people that fought in that war still believe that the war was justified. The people that fought it, that's why they fought.
No, you can't paint everybody in the same way. Some people might believe in that, but you can't say that everybody believes that. Well, most
of them, because you know all these military veterans, they come back and they're proud of their work. They're like, yeah, I'm so proud of fighting for this country, blah blah blah, I'll do it again. Like they don't think that was a bad war, or that wasn't justified. And you said a country that has nothing to do with 9/11. Al-Qaeda was in Iraq.
No, Saudi Arabia. Those people were from Saudi Arabia.
They were Saudi Arabian, but they were Al-Qaeda, which is Iraq, literally. You can be from another country and be part of this organization that's based in this country.
I think you have to do more work than I do. Go read up on the war.
I've read up on the war.
You'll see that they had nothing to do with it, and it was.
I know the guys were Saudi Arabia. I know the guys were Saudi Arabia, but you know, Osama bin Laden was what, the figurehead of the war, and guess what? Guess where he was based, and guess where he was? Iraq. Even though I think he was a figurehead. Like, he was still that, you know, he was still that face, and everybody, mm-hmm. you know, made everybody scared and like, oh, Iraq, Osama.
Islamophobia.
Yeah, all that stuff, because Osama bin Laden.
I mean, my point is, it's hypocrisy. Hold the people that you love accountable and extend that same energy to Trump when he gets out of office. I better see Ellen buddy-buddy with Trump and saying, oh, Trump, you're so funny, you know?
So she probably will be. You never know. She's probably going to interview. I'm telling you, as soon as Trump leaves office, that first interview is going to be a hot commodity, man. It's going to be a lot of money, whoever gets that first interview, man. And Ellen might get it.
And I hope that she becomes friends. We love to see it. So the main topic this week is about conspiracy theories. So with this stuff going on with the coronavirus, with the stuff that's been going on in the world, I think that it's good for us to talk about this, because let's think about it. You know, as a community, as a society, skepticism is something that is blatant within the American society, and that's about anything. You know, since the beginning of the time, we've had theories about whether the world is flat, whether it's round. We've had theories about the existence of bacteria. Is it real? What truly causes disease? We've had, you know, conversations about the efficacy of vaccines. Are vaccines real, or is it in our head? What is truly curing diseases? So because of that and what's going on in the world, DeAndre and I are going to be talking about conspiracy theories and how they could be dangerous, what conspiracy theories we believe in, and why people seem to believe in conspiracy theories and what, you know, that entails. So, DeAndre, you've heard this thing with, you know, 5G and coronavirus. The other day, my mom was like, this 5G, it is causing corona. And I was like, no, it's not. No, it's not.
What are people talking about? How does 5G cause a whole virus? Like, what kind of futuristic shit do they think this is?
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense whatsoever.
Right. Also, what we're going to talk about in this episode is like the dissemination of false information, fake news, and how dangerous that is, because that ties into conspiracies. And a lot of this, you know, is from internet. A lot of apps that we use have fake news. Facebook and this app that I hate, WhatsApp. WhatsApp? DeAndre, tell the people what WhatsApp is.
WhatsApp is an app. It's basically I think it's the most popular text, most downloaded messaging app in the world. And it's mostly used around, it's mostly used by international people or people in other countries. It's not as popular, it is popular in the States, but I think, what's it called? Messenger is more popular in the United States, but yeah, you can message internationally, you can video chat internationally and for free. And it's, right. Yeah.
Because the thing is, yeah, go ahead.
This app is used by some evil people, man. They spread lots of fake news and chain messages. Y'all remember those?
Yeah. Yes, I had a clip of this when we were talking about how, you know, we'd get a text from our mom that says, please, God is watching you. If you don't send this to 5 people, somebody will die or whatever.
Yeah, my mom said that to me. She's like, please, please share it. I was like, wait, what? I'm not sharing this shit. What kind of, this not real. How do you believe in God and then believe in a fucking text saying God, like, God don't even have a phone.
He doesn't.
Literally.
He doesn't even know what that is. But a lot of people think that the coronavirus is not real, that the Chinese, there's a conspiracy actually that the Chinese put this out into the environment to affect people. Actually, I don't even know what their intention was. I don't know if you know.
I don't think this was created by bats, man. I think that's a conspiracy theory itself. People are like, oh, eating bats created a coronavirus. I don't think so, man. I don't think so, because people have been eating bats for years, man. It's not the first year they started eating bats.
I know. Didn't you told me yesterday that you tried it for the first time.
Fuck you. Bastard.
I'm dead. But the thing is, okay, the bat thing might not be true, or it may be true. The thing that's valid about the whole bat thing is how an animal can play a host to a virus and get into the human system by a human consuming it. And then whenever you poop, an animal eats it, it goes into the environment and spreads. It's kind of like a chain and a cycle of disease. So the mode of transition for the virus might not be fake, but the accuracy of whether or not it was caused by a virus can be called into question, because I feel like nobody truly knows where the virus came from.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it was cooked up in a lab, man. That's what I think. I think really? You can cook up viruses, man. It's possible. There's such thing as biological warfare. There's such thing.
Like, do you think that China is engaging in biological warfare?
How come they are so recovered right now and we're suffering?
Well, the thing is, we don't know if what they're reporting is actually true. They could be just lying and say, everybody's recovered. We don't know about y'all, America, but get it together because we're good over here.
What if they're not lying? What if they are recovered, man? I think they have the cure and they put it out. And you don't see the Chinese elites getting the fucking coronavirus. But you see the American elites getting it. And the prime minister of the whole Britain, of the United Kingdom getting it. Like, you don't see the Chinese elites getting it. Did you see their president actually getting it? Did their president ever get tested?
We don't live in China. Their news is not easily accessible to us unless you go out and search it. Unless we hear whatever America's reporting to us. If you're not going in and engaging with Chinese media, you don't really know the facts. So I think that it's dangerous to engage in, you know, conspiracy theories, because sometimes, you know, whatever issue is being debated is true, but because you want to, you know, debate about it, it leads to misinformation. And especially with this virus, a lot of people, if you like engage in, you know, a battle about whether coronavirus is valid or not, people be like, yeah, it's fake. I don't need to wash my hands. I don't need to wear a mask. I'll be fine.
Okay, that's stupid.
And some of the people are dying because of that. You're saying it's stupid, but by being, you know, so blasé about, oh, this virus is not real, that's part of the problem.
I never said it's not real. I just said it was created in that lab. That's what I think.
If you don't know that, if you don't know that by fact, you're engaging in fake news.
Well, this is my assumption. This is my opinion, but I'm not spreading it to everybody saying, hey, this is created in the lab. Take precautions. Close your windows. Rub carrot on your head or some shit like that. Like, what the fuck? I'm not doing that bullshit that WhatsApp does, where they sent you all this shit. Oh, you need to, you can't eat ice cream, you can't eat ice, or you're gonna get coronavirus. Like, what kind of shit is that? This is just my opinion.
There's so many conspiracies. And even my mom, she's always reading stuff on WhatsApp. So there's this one day that, there was hot water that was left in one of our cars. And then she was like, don't drink that. I was reading that if you leave hot water in a car, you will get, cancer. I was like, no, that's not true. And then another time she read some kind of fake video and fake news article that said if you use the microwave, you'll get cancer. I'm like, stop reading that. And so then she was like, stop using the microwave. And I was like, then how am I supposed to eat? I was like, how am I supposed to eat?
Bro, I'm telling you, man, they just be listening to everything except for actual school. I'm like, I don't understand. Like,
but like, you know what? Another aspect of, like, conspiracies, I feel like there's a lot of, you know, conspiracy theories that happen within the black community. Would you agree or disagree with that?
There's a lot. I agree with that.
Yeah. The reason why I say this is because I think that black people are justified to be skeptical about a lot of things. And the reason I say that is because, you know, this government, the American government, has been so brutal to African Americans in this country. With their black bodies, they were sold, they were whipped, they were tortured.
Given syphilis.
Yeah, given syphilis. That's a big thing, DeAndre, what you said right there. You know, doctors are supposed to be people that we trust. The number one people that we go to when things are bad within our body. Doctors were purposely infecting black men with syphilis so they can see how syphilis affects the black body. That is not only racist, that is dangerous, that is lying.
So Biological warfare.
Yeah. If a medical practitioner is lying to your face, what makes you want to trust these people, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Even with the police, is it true that, you know, police were planting like crack in black communities? So black
that's true.
See, police is another figurehead that are supposed to be protecting people. So the same people that are supposed to be protecting you are the same people that are putting drugs in your community so y'all can be affected with the whole, you know, war on drugs. This is why a lot of black people are skeptical about the government. This is why there's trust issues within the black community when it comes to voting, even. Some people in the black community will refuse to vote because they believe that it'll not make a difference, that everything is rigged against them. And I think because of what's been happening to them, they are justified to think that. I would be thinking the same thing. It's easy for you and I to say, you need to vote. Y'all need to vote. Y'all are the reason why this stuff is happening. But we do not have ties to slavery. You and I are Nigerian. We don't have the burden of slavery and, you know, systemic stuff that was done to us as a community. Yes, we are still black at the same time, but we live two different experiences.
Preach, Justin, preach.
It's true. We live two different experiences.
But yeah, we do live two different experiences. Like, even though we were born in this country and everything, but we don't have that, you know, that black history behind us, you know, with all the
trauma.
Yeah, the trauma and everything. We don't have that behind us, but, you know, that's pretty much, and the culture is differently, but that's pretty much the two glaring differences. Like, I don't know that much black history because I didn't really grow into it. Like, I didn't really grow up in it, but like a lot of black people, like, they grew up in it. Like, they had great grandmas or grandmas and stuff to tell them about, you know, black history. Yeah, what they went through. Some people's great grandparents were actually, you know, slaves. Like great great grandparents were probably slaves, and they probably passed those stories down. But we don't have that. We don't have that at all.
And that's why, in a way, it's just luck. That's why whenever I talk about success, a lot of success is not really about hard work. It's more so about your circumstance and the opportunities that you're given. And a lot of that stuff is random. You and I did not ask to be born in America. That's just the card that we got dealt in life, you know? So some people don't have that. I didn't ask to grow up privileged. I didn't ask to have a mom and a dad. Like, that's a form of privilege within itself. Like, in life, we didn't ask for the stuff that we have. It's just given to us. And because of that, there's discrepancies in how people are successful in life. And people don't talk about that enough. But I feel like I kind of went on a tangent there. To bring it back into fake news, I feel like fake news is part of the reason how we got Trump.
That's true. That is true. People are like, everything is fake. Everything is fake. Not everything is real. Trump didn't say grab her by the pussy, even though we have it on video.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
Trump didn't say that. It was fake news. Or Trump didn't fucking, you know, fuck people over, or he didn't do all these things. It was fake news, fake news. And look at it now. Like, he actually won, and people were actually thinking, making it seem like a joke. Like, oh, yeah, Trump. Oh, yeah, he says this thing. This is so funny. Blah, blah, blah. Remember during the election, what was it, 4 years ago? Everybody's just laughing. Like, oh, yeah, this is so funny. He's not going to get close. He's out of his league, blah, blah, blah. And then, boom, candidates start dropping out one left and right. Boom, yeah. Ted Cruz gone. Rick Perry gone. Fucking Rubio gone. We're like, what the fuck? It's just
Jeb Trump. Bush.
Yeah, Jeb Bush gone. It was just Trump. And we're like, what the fuck? This dude actually won.
Even when he got the nomination, I still thought that Hillary was going to win.
Yeah, everyone's like, Hillary's going to blow him out. Yeah, Hillary's going to blow him out. The convention, oh yeah, Bill Clinton had a good speech. Obama endorsed her. Oh yeah, it's over. And boom, she lost.
Yeah, and because of that, like, we're getting, everybody's in their echo chamber. Everybody, like, follows the news that they want to follow. Everybody hangs around the people that they want to hang out with. So you're not hearing the other side of other things. And then it doesn't help when there's Russian bots that are feeding the U.S. fake news articles about Trump, fake news articles about Hillary Clinton, and affecting our election. That's how we got Trump, because of, you know, conspiracy, you know?
Yeah, and that's true, man.
Speaking of conspiracy, I think that there's also conspiracies within, like, our U.S. history books. I think that form of fake news and conspiracy is something that people don't talk about.
You think, like, it's conspiracy, or they don't tell the whole truth? Lying.
They don't tell the whole truth, or they can even lie to us. For example, yeah. Christopher Columbus. You know, growing up in kindergarten, we would dress as pilgrims. Some people would dress as Indians, and we would sing Kumbaya, Kumbaya. The Indians loved each other. The pilgrims loved each other. But that was a lie. That was a lie. That's not true.
That dude came to the Americas and just started fucking everybody, fucking all the Indians, and giving them syphilis and all the damn diseases in the world, and killing them.
Stealing, they were raping.
Raping them, just doing everything, man.
But basically what we were taught in school is that none of that happened. They told us that we were grinding corn near the campfire and exchanging spices. That's a lie.
Exactly, like they were friends. I thought they were actually, like, this is what I actually thought. I thought they were like, oh yeah, the Indians and then the Americans, they're actually friends, they're just working together, blah, blah, blah. And then they, you know, we skipped over the Trail of Tears in school. We were like, okay, yeah, there's a Trail of Tears, blah, blah, blah. We skipped over and went to the next.
Yes, they said, oh, by the way, there was a Trail of Tears, but that's not important. Next.
Exactly. I was like, bro, what the fuck is, like, what the fuck?
Right. It's so wrong. And I think that we need to, I don't know. I don't know what there is to do to combat the lies that we're told, even in our own history books. And whatever list that the government puts people on, I'm probably going to go on the list after this episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep me off that list. Keep me off that list, man. You know that McGraw-Hill, what's it called?
if you're listening in Texas, McGraw-Hill is one of the companies that produced the textbooks that we had in class.
Yeah, McGraw-Hill, all that shit was just phony, man. Phony as fuck.
You said McGraw-Hill.
I promise you, man. McGraw-Hill was so phony, dude.
But also, a part of this is parents. I think the parents also have to do a good job in not lying to their kids with frivolous stuff like the Tooth Fairy and Santa. There is no Tooth Fairy. Like, especially with us being Nigerian, I lost a tooth. I put it in a Ziploc bag. It was all bloody and stuff under my pillow. When I woke up, that same bloody tooth was still there. I was like, where's the Tooth Fairy? Because all the white kids at school would be like, how much did you get from the Tooth Fairy? And I was like, I was like, the Tooth Fairy didn't come. So from there, I was like, man, that's not true. And I had to learn the truth on my own.
Man, let kids be kids, though. Come on, dude. I say Santa Claus and all that stuff. Let kids be, let your American kids born in America be American, man. That's an American thing. Let them be American.
I guess, but what about Santa Claus? Are you going to lie and say this big man comes down to your chimney and gives you presents? That's capitalism. They want you to pass that story on to your kids so they can expect presents. How do you get presents? By buying it. How do you buy it? With money. What is capitalism? Money. Money. Money.
Money. That's true. So when you have kids, if you have kids, you're not going to buy them presents?
Oh, I will, but I'm going to teach them that the importance of Christmas is not about the presents. It's about the presents. The presence of other people in your life.
That's true. That's true. Like, you know, when you get older, you don't even get presents like that. And then you just, Christmas is just like a family thing. All the family gets together and you just, like, you know, have a good time. That's what Christmas is about when you get older. But when you're young, you're like, presents, presents, presents.
My parents still give me money, though.
Yeah, I got, This Christmas, I got some fuzzy socks and a wallet.
See, we didn't appreciate those things when we were younger. I would love to get socks now because, you know, socks is something that it's the thought that matters, you know?
I know. I need these socks too, man. My feet be cold as hell. I'm wearing them right now. Shit.
I'm dead. But yeah, so I think that that's an important conversation to have. But with more conspiracy theories, some people believe that Jesus like never existed.
Is that a conspiracy theory or is that just like you don't believe in like that religion?
No, some people believe that Jesus never existed and that was a story that's made up. Like in a past episode, I talked about how it's possible that Jesus was the very first magician.
What?
Yeah, because think about it. He was like, you see this water right here? I am going to turn this water into wine. And then he goes, boogity, 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 boom. And then he turns it into wine. And then everybody's like, oh, wow, wow.
Wait,
and then
he goes, so do you think Jesus was the first? You think Jesus was a magician?
Hey, I'm not saying anything. I'm not trying to get canceled. But I'm just trying to open people's eyes. And then
speak your mind. It's not about getting canceled. It's about speaking your mind. Do you think Jesus was a magician?
I don't know. Because think about it. What if he was like, for my next trick, I am going to walk on water. And then he starts walking on water. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And then everybody's like, oh, he's amazing. He's a prophet. And then they're like, we're going to write about you. We're going to write about you in this book. And we're going to call it the Bible.
All right, Justin, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go tonight. I want you to get on your knees. And I want you to pray.
Hey.
And I want you to ask Jesus for a sign. And if he gives you a sign that he's real, then you know. If he doesn't, then you could think he's a magician.
No, I didn't say that I believe this. I say that it's possible to... this is possible. This is in the realm of possibility. Because I'm not getting canceled because I don't believe that.
That's fine.
And then, okay, you know, fine. The Illuminati is also something that, you know... people believed in. I, for one, believed in it. For those of y'all that don't know...
It's real, though.
It is?
Yeah, but it's not as what people thought it was. It's just a group.
Tell people what the Illuminati is.
I don't remember. It was... What was it? Like a group for rich people? Like a Freemason group?
Well, basically, people online... like this was... I saw this... It was prevalent like in 2008, 2007-ish. There's this whole belief that there is the secret society of elites in the entertainment industry that know something that the general public doesn't. So because of this, they put codes and secret messages inside their music to try and awaken the masses. So you can really get caught up in these rabbit holes of going on the internet searching Illuminati and Beyonce or Illuminati and Jay-Z and actually believe these things. People will break down their music videos and say, if you notice here, the triangle above Jay-Z's shirt will reveal an eye. This eye means the all-seeing eye of awokenness. And I'm like...
The Illuminati, a super-secret society of the intellectual and political elite, a society that supposedly runs the world. But some conspiracy theorists claim that Beyoncé and husband Jay-Z are the reigning king and queen of this centuries-old organization.
Some people can actually like get caught up in believing stuff like that. And it's dangerous because I don't believe the Illuminati is real. Why would, you know, the government employ celebrities to be the spokespeople to awaken the masses or whatever? It doesn't make sense and it's just crazy. And I remember... You think it's real?
I think it's real. I think it's just a group, though. I don't think it's as much as people think it is. Like, oh, yeah, they put this stuff in music or all these symbols and stuff. I don't think that's real, but I think it's just a group. I think it's literally just a Freemason group. Like, there's a lot of... I know Freemasons.
I don't believe that it's real because what is the point? Tell me what is the point of their existence?
A group is just to, you know, for the betterment of themselves. Like, they profit each other. If you join it, you can, you know...
Ah, so it's like a fraternity.
Yeah, I mean... I mean, I wouldn't say that.
I would.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean...
I would.
There's clubs at school that are not fraternities that are like the same way, so...
See? You just don't want to make the comparison. If the Illuminati is real, then those fraternities and frats or whatever, that's also conspiracy. Because what do y'all know that the rest of us don't know?
We don't know shit.
That's what you want us to believe. Because I've had people lie to my face and tell me certain stuff about frats and sororities to my face. But I know otherwise. But man, let's not try and expose anybody, because I don't want people coming after me. But, you know, some people believe that Scientology is a conspiracy, that it's not a real religion, that it is a false religion, and it's, like, dangerous.
I don't think the shit that they believe in is actually kind of real. I don't think it's real. But it exists, though, right? It's not like there's no such thing as Scientology. There's such thing, but I don't think the shit that they study is actually accurate and real.
But that's a slippery slope, because you can say that about any religion. What makes one religion more valid than another religion?
Facts.
Okay, do you have the pictures of Jesus walking on water?
No.
Okay, do you have pictures of him turning rocks into loaves of bread and fish?
Just because you don't have pictures doesn't mean you can't believe
it. But you said facts. What makes that a fact versus Scientology? I want to know.
Because some people told me that happened. Who's some people? The people that wrote the Bible.
Who wrote the Bible? Men. Men lie, don't they?
Okay. Men lie, but how do you know that? How do you know it was a lie or not?
How do you know it's the truth?
Exactly. That's you don't.
But so you're believing something that you don't know is the truth or not?
You believe shit that's not the truth or not? What do you believe?
Like what? Since you're trying to call me out.
All that fake news.
What fake news? See how DeAndre doesn't have any concrete examples? They try to paint me as problematic. They try and say I'm this, I'm that. But at the end of the day,
hey man, this is not the person to argue with if the Bible is real or not. That's not me. I can find some people to. No, you are arguing with me if the Bible is real or not.
I'm trying to have a dialogue about things that people don't discuss enough. That's the point of having a podcast. It's not to do willy nilly and talk about this and talk about that. We talk about real stuff. Yeah, I'm not saying that I believe in this stuff, but I'm playing devil's advocate. I want to press you. I want you to answer tough questions, because people are thinking it, but we're giving voice to their thoughts.
Exactly. But I said I'm not the person that has that can just pull out the facts about this stuff, okay. Blah, blah, blah. But I know people that can do it and that can argue with you toe to toe. But me, I'm not that, you know, skilled in the in
oh that that's fine that's fine you don't have the range, and that's okay. But bastard. There's a lot of what'd you say
you fucking bastard. That's what
what
I
you're
it.
Not gonna do is come on this platform and call me out of my name. That's what you're Man. Not gonna do. That's what you're not gonna do. But anyway, fluoride. People, have you heard of fluoride? Yeah,
the stuff that's in toothpaste.
No, yeah, it's in toothpaste, and people also put it in water as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've heard that it's a conspiracy that the government is putting fluoride in water, that fluoride is not truly good for your teeth. It has an ulterior motive to do something else to people, and people don't trust water that's from the tap. That's why some people only drink bottled water. What is your take on that? Do you drink bottled water? Do you believe that fluoride is dangerous?
I drink both bottled water and water from the fridge, but fluoride is dangerous. It is poisonous if you have too much.
But I've never heard like scientists making the argument that people shouldn't be drinking fluorinated water.
I mean, that's something you gotta research, but I've heard that, you know, I've learned in chemistry that fluoride like is poisonous. Like it's not the safest thing. Yeah, it's not the safest thing to just consume every day. But you know, we all saw in Flint what, 2013, it's still going on right now. They don't have right. water. We all saw that, you know, you can't really trust the government's water or everything, you know.
See, and that's another thing. I love that you said that, DeAndre. The water that you drink, the water that you need to live, is something that's been tainted with lead. I'm not saying it was done intentionally, but that's another thing that affects low-income communities, Black communities. This is why some of them believe in these conspiracies. Some people might make the argument that the government purposely knew that there was lead in the water and they wanted to hurt the Black community. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I listened to a podcast about it, and the reason why they said they did it, because they got it, they used to get the water from Detroit, mm-hmm. but they had it was cheaper to get it from this lake that was in Flint, but that lake that was in Flint was, you know, dirty as shit and had hella chemicals, but they still did it, and exactly. they got they got that water from that leg, and then everybody was just poisoned.
Yeah, poison. And it's sad. It's sad because the government needs to do better. If we've learned throughout history that slavery is wrong, if we've learned throughout history that the Tuskegee experiment is wrong, if we learned through history that voter disenfranchisement is wrong, why doesn't the government do better to make sure that Black people aren't feeling like they're fighting an uphill battle, that the government is against them, that their vote doesn't count? You would think that they would be, you know, doing every measure to ensure that, you know, Black people have a fair chance in life. Well, like,
you think this country's for Black people?
Who is this country for?
This country's not for Black people.
It's crazy.
I hate to say it. Everything, there's a lot of things that's been going against Black people, like, that's just been put in place. Like, you already talked about crack,
right?
Fucking AIDS, everything. Mm-hmm. It's just been put in place just to go against Black people. Like, this country's not for Black people. Even though Black people were the first some of the first people here, mm-hmm. but it's not for Black people. It's not for Native Americans. It's not for Hispanics. It's not for Asians.
I think we get the point. Okay.
Hey, man. I'm just saying, man, this country has done a lot of bad things against minorities.
It's true.
So, like,
well, speaking of what it's done against minorities, 9/11 disproportionately affected Arab people. There's a lot of people out there that believe 9/11 was planned and executed by the government. Is that true? Is that not true?
Yeah, the what's it called? Steel jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched the videos of 9/11 because, you know, I was young. I came back and watched it when I was older. Mm-hmm. And the building, it fell straight down, man. It fell straight down like you know how, like, implosions happen? They fall like straight down in the middle.
A detonation?
Yeah. Like, that's why I think those people are onto something that is kind of sketchy. How does the building fall just straight down like that?
It's because it's built vertically. So when that jet fuel that's thousands of degrees hot is melting those steel beams, it snaps. And all of them snap simultaneously, and the whole building collapsed. That's why. There's no conspiracy.
It's steel beams, though.
Yes, that melted and snapped due to the pressure.
Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams, though.
Okay, that fact might have been proven, but that doesn't take into consideration all the other stuff that's in that building. It's not only just steel can just
perish just like that? No, it can't, bro. I'm telling you.
So you believe if you believe that, you think the government planned 9/11?
I think some parts of it was planned.
Okay, what part was fake?
The part where the building fell, when it fell straight down. Like, buildings don't
fall.
Wait,
you think that the building falling was not...
You think... No. Let me ask you. You think that a plane can make a building fall just straight down like that?
Yes! We've never seen anything like that. It's not that... People aren't doing experiments where they have a plan.
There's been planes hitting buildings before. There's been instances, and the building didn't fall straight down like that.
No.
Look it up.
It's a different circumstance. Every plane is not the same. Did that plane have a full tank of gas? Was that plane a 747? You have to factor these things into consideration. This is what I always tell you. You look at things in black and white. You never look at the nuance to any situation.
Okay. Let me ask you. The other World Trade Centers, the number 7, the one that's the smaller building, that one fell straight down as well, too. How?
Was there not debris that was falling on that building? Did the eruption from the building falling, did that not shake up the foundation and make
so a fire from? No, the building was on fire. Okay, mm-hmm. At the top, the building was on fire. How could it fall straight down just like that?
Okay, I'm not gonna argue with you because obviously we're not gonna reach anywhere. My question to you is that since you believe that it's sketchy how the buildings fell, who is the one that planned that then? If it's a scam.
I don't know. I know. I don't know that part of the conspiracy, but I know that the plane didn't cause the building to fall like that. I don't know if it was the U.S. or I don't know. We don't know. We will never know.
No, because you have to be responsible for your opinions. If you're saying that the way the buildings fell was staged, who is staging it? Because you can't just have a half opinion.
You can have a half opinion. No, you can't. You can have a half opinion if you want to. You can. You can. Yes, you can.
How? You can't have.
Because sometimes you just don't know, and sometimes you can admit that you don't know something. You can admit that you don't know something. You can't just say, okay, well, since the building fell like that, that means George Bush did it. No, sometimes you're like, okay, the building fell, but I don't know who did that. But I know that the building fell kind of sketchily, and a plane didn't cause that, but who did it? I don't know yet. I don't know. You can admit that. Are you right? Am I right?
I no, you're right in the sense of it's okay to not know the answer to something.
And exactly.
You can't say that for sure that was a planned thing if you don't know for sure.
I think it was.
You can have a belief. That's your belief, but it's not a fact that that was a planned thing.
But how do you know it was a fact, though? Where'd you get your information
from? Because that doesn't make any sense. That would be the hardest thing to execute. There's so many things that have to go right in order for that to happen. The people have to be, can't chicken out and say, oh, I'm scared. I don't want to fly a plane into a building. You have to know for a fact that the building is going to come down. What if you don't even hit the building? You know, what if, you know, something gets in the way?
You think people can't plan that kind of thing? It's not that hard to plan that kind of thing.
No, it is hard. Do you know
it's
how many
that
months
to plan that kind of thing?
Do you know how many months of preparation that it took for them to execute that?
It's okay, not but they're easy. Capable people,
and that had to go perfectly right for it to work. So
smart
it's,
people.
That there's easier ways to cause hysteria than to fly a plane into a building. There are other dangerous things that you can do besides that. That is the most hardest thing. That is like saying for another terrorist attack, we're going to fly a rocket into outer space. Then we're going to land on the moon. From the moon, we're going to go to Pluto. From Pluto, we're going to fly back.
But they were already targeting that building for a long time. 1994, they blew up the bottom of the World Trade Center. 12 people died. Or how many people? Not that many, but like 12.
That's not the point.
They've been targeting that World Trade Center.
That's not the point. My point is that there are easier things to do than to have a plane fly into a building.
That World Trade Center.
That's the most astronomical, senseless thing that makes no sense. You're not making any sense.
How am I not making sense?
You're not, because
how?
That's preposterous.
How?
That's like saying a rocket needs to go land on the moon. From the moon, it's going to hit a crater in the outer space. Then the crater is going to come down on Earth, and then it's going to hit the tower. That is the hardest thing to
see,
do.
See, now you're being unrealistic. I don't
know.
No,
you're being unrealistic.
You're being unrealistic. You say, a rocket on the moon, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, what you're saying doesn't make sense, and the listeners are agreeing with me.
What am I saying that doesn't make sense?
How that you said it's easier to do something like that. No, it's not.
It's not that hard to do something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're saying it's not that hard, like that. And that's false. It is that hard.
What do you mean? Bro, it was obviously not that hard if they did it. Shit. They fucking used box cutters to hijack a plane.
God, you're missing the point. Do you know how much preparation went into that? Why do something that takes years to put into fruition when you can do something easier and have the same effect?
So you're saying they should have just imploded it. That would have been easier. That's what you're saying. Imploded instead of
no. I'm not saying that because I'm not gonna have people trying to plan an attack. I'm saying that there are easier ways to do what they did, and that method that they chose to do is one of the hardest ways. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we'll agree to disagree.
We'll see what the people. I'm sure people are gonna have opinions on what we're saying right now, and I just feel like I'm making sense, and maybe there's people out there that believe what you're saying. But
I think I'm making sense as well.
You think who's making sense?
I am.
Oh, of course, I know, because you believe what the things that you say.
Well, I think that they chose this 9/11 to turn Americans against Muslims.
So, well, that wasn't hard to do, because then they were persecuted. They were, you know, looked at differently when they were in an airport. If they had a turban on, people were like, oh, is this a terrorist? Like, Islamophobia turban is something that's a consequence of 9/11, and that's sad. So I don't think that 9/11 is a conspiracy, and I think it's sad and dangerous to say that, because, I don't know, killing 3,000 Americans for what? Like,
you think Muslims? But so if you don't think it's conspiracy, who do you think did it? You think the Al Qaeda really did it? and Muslims and what's it called? Al Qaeda really did it.
In individuals, they were trying to carry out an attack on the people that did that. People that were trying to cause harm to Americans, people that were trying to, you know, cause tension within the world. Those are the people that did that. So anything else doesn't matter. Like, if they wanted to do harm and they did that.
Well, I think they just try to turn Americans against Muslims.
Well, there's and ever there's since then,
it's not easier as way. That was the turning point. Ever since well,
we
that,
can, we can agree to disagree because whatever I say Patriot is Act, not gonna. Whatever I say is not going to come I'm into just stating your
facts.
Brain.
But I'm stating
you,
facts.
I mean, you brought up another segue, the Patriot Act, how the government then began to, and you know, start, you know, surveillance things that were spying Homeland on American security. People, trying to yeah. find cyber security and, you know, threats to the government. And some yeah. people think that, like, the government is watching them at all times. Like,
they
is
are.
That true?
They are.
Well, they I mean, are. I hate to They're say listening it. To the show, too.
Yeah, they do listen to the show. I mean, I remember, I saw on Facebook, this is a tangent, but I saw on Facebook, this dude, he said, like, he's in cybersecurity or whatever. He downloaded TikTok on his phone because he said he was bored with the quarantine or whatever. But mm-hmm. he ran TikTok through this what software or whatever that lets you know what IP addresses that TikTok is trying to reach. Mm-hmm. So TikTok was trying to reach like 100 IP addresses at the same time. And there's two IP addresses that were like blank that mm-hmm. you couldn't trace at all. Mm-hmm. I think those two were the government or really? Russia or China or something.
Well, but I don't want to get into like, I just know that for sure that there's ways that the government can reach you. They know who everybody is. We all have smartphones. All of us have cameras on our smartphones. And then the whole like listening in stuff, like how there's always on devices where if I say, hey, Siri or something, my phone listening. Will light up. Like, do you think that just because we know that it's listening, that's when it started? Isn't it possible that that could have always been a thing and they've always been listening, but now we're aware of it?
Yeah, ever since we got phones, they've been listening, dude.
Yeah.
They weren't listening. I don't think they were listening before we had phones. Like, they didn't have that kind of technology yet. But as soon as we got phones and all this computer shit, yeah, they've been tracking it. The internet was created by the government.
Right.
Like, come on, dude. Let's not be naive. And
like, I don't really believe in conspiracies like that, but I do believe there's stuff that the American people are just not at the, you know, at the level of knowing, you know?
You know, you can't let everybody know everything because then everybody would, like, you know everything. And then, you know, there would be no secrets and some people wouldn't know shit. But all this Facebook and shit, you think Facebook's not cooperating with the government and all these social media are not cooperating with the government?
Well, they have to because they're so big. When you get so big as an entity, then it's like there's a lot of, you know, red tape. There's a lot of stuff that you have to, you know, go through in order to continue as a business. Because I think how many people are on Facebook? At least 1 billion, right?
There's over 1 billion, yeah.
That's crazy. So with that, you know, responsibility, there comes a lot of power. The people that run Facebook have a lot of power, and the government is not going to let somebody, like, easily coerce people. You have to have regulations on that, and that's why they're so, like, you know, heavily scrutinized whenever something happens. And that's why when I talk about the election, Facebook is part of the reason why we are in the situation that we're in now, because so much false information was put on Facebook, and nobody was putting up red flags. Nobody was stopping that information from being consumed by us.
That's true. And Twitter.
Facebook, everything. Yeah. All of it.
Have you noticed that there's only like 2-3 big social medias and Facebook owns two of them?
Yeah, Instagram.
There's Instagram, Facebook, and Facebook owns Instagram and Facebook, of course, and then Twitter. And then who else uses anything else? Like Tumblr is almost dead.
Right. I guess TikTok is the new thing.
Yeah, TikTok. And TikTok's owned by the Chinese. Like, come on, dude. We're giving up our information like it's nothing.
I'm not going to make a TikTok. I know you have one.
I have one, but I haven't made any TikTok. I just go to listen. I mean, I haven't made any TikToks.
You're Gen Z.
How am I Gen Z? What are you talking about? Old-ass motherfuckers have TikToks.
If you have a TikTok, you are from the Gen Z. Millennials are...
Old people have TikToks. Old people have TikToks, too. What are you talking about?
Nah, I'm not ever going to make a TikTok because I don't need another distraction in my life. That's why I'm glad that I'm not a big basketball fan.
Oh, so what are you doing? What are you doing with your time instead of fucking TikTok, Justin, since your time is more valuable than everybody else's?
Editing. Do you know how much it takes to edit?
Okay.
See? It takes hours. Like, every episode takes me hours to edit. It sounds good when you hear it, but you don't know the work that it took to produce the content that you're getting.
Well, I ain't got a podcast, so I can use the rest of my time that I'm not editing to be on TikTok.
I'm dead. I don't know. Is there anything else that you want to talk about? I have a couple more things on my list, but I don't know if we're getting towards the end or what.
Nah. Let's go to the list, man. There's more things.
I don't know if it's stuff that you want to talk about, but it's stuff that I wrote down. I wrote down the gay agenda. There's people that believe that there's a gay agenda and that's a conspiracy.
Didn't we have an episode about that already?
We didn't have an episode about it when we discussed it. We could just briefly say, is that true or is that not true?
Yes, yeah, agenda.
What is the agenda and how is it being spread?
They're trying to plant the gay agenda into entertainment and, you know, so everybody can see it and everybody can, you know, I don't know.
Can you know?
I don't know the motive of this gay agenda, but they're putting it into entertainment. Like Mr. Ratburn, what do you have to say?
You can't even articulate why you believe the agenda is real.
I don't know why they're doing it, but we all know it's real though.
You're a victim of groupthink.
It's not groupthink. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've just seen it with my own eyes.
You are a product of groupthink because you believe
things that you think is groupthink.
No, it is because you can't even articulate what it is that you believe about the gay agenda. You just know that it is real because Charlton is not here to articulate for you.
Justin, this is dangerous. You can't just say everybody else's opinion that's not yours is groupthink.
Okay, you're right. Hold my feet to the fire.
This is dangerous, Justin.
You're right.
Because somebody can say something and be like, oh yeah, no, that's groupthink. You're just thinking of somebody else. No, I really believe this shit. And other people, just because other people believe it too, doesn't mean it's groupthink. That means just other people believe it too.
Okay, you're right. But I'm saying that it's groupthink because the fact that you can't even articulate what it is about the agenda that makes it real, that makes it valid, you just say that an agenda exists. And that's not good enough for me.
It exists. And the reason why it exists, I don't want to say it. But it exists because I've been giving you facts. The Mr. Ratburn thing. The way Dave Chappelle and all these other artists that were like, I wouldn't say blackballed, but, you know, kind of blackballed because they wouldn't put on a dress. And the reason why all the black men in Hollywood are putting on dresses and that's how they reach the top by doing that kind of thing. We've had a lot of like, you remember there was no gay rappers and all this stuff? And then now we have everybody.
But the culture is different. The culture is different than it was in the 90s. People were scared to come out in the 90s. So now that our culture is more accepting, now that gay marriage is legal, people feel more comfortable to be who they are. There's not an agenda there. It's just the progression of life.
I think there's an agenda, man. I think there's an agenda because...
Is that wrong that there's a gay rapper?
No, I said if you become an artist and you say you're gay, you're gonna get way more fans now.
They're not saying they're gay just to have more clout. Being gay is not a thing that people are wanting to be. That's just how they are.
Yeah, it's not wanting to be, but you can get way more popular.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
A straight person is not
gonna say that they're gay just to be more relevant.
What are you talking about?
So you think Lil Nas X is straight, but he said he's gay just to be more relevant?
I very much believe that shit. I very much believe it.
Wild.
And that I very much believe Zaire Wade and Dwayne Wade. Have you noticed how Dwayne Wade's been in every fucking post since his child came out as transgender? This dude's been all over everywhere. Since that happened. Why?
I think you're just noticing him more.
No. He's been retired for a whole year. And before his child came out as gay, I was not hearing about D. Wade. I was not.
Okay, but that's, see, this is a conspiracy right here. You believe that that's a conspiracy, that now that he's seen more, it's because he is propagating and one pushing his gay son into the forefront so he can be more relevant. This is a conspiracy. And this is why I think that conspiracies are dangerous.
I believe that conspiracy.
When they are untrue, there's a lot of people that are believing things that are fake. There's people that believed, like in the 80s, that, you know, AIDS was a fake, or that that was a disease from God. And that's not true. That's not true. That's fake news. That's not true at all. Even when we go back to slavery and fake news, there's people that justified slavery using the Bible. That's not true. Why would any God want somebody to own somebody else? That's dangerous. That's dangerous. Some people believe in conspiracies to push an agenda that they believe. Maybe some people have insecurities that they can't articulate, and they believe these things because there's an insecurity that they have. Like, that's entirely possible as well.
So where are you getting with this, Justin?
I mean, what I'm saying is that I feel like people that believe stuff like in the gay agenda, I think there's an insecurity there that you want people to be seen a certain way. And because somebody is seen as different, somebody is seen as not the, you know, heteronormative, they are part of an agenda, that they aren't real, that they truly don't live the lives that they leave. And that's not true.
I don't think there's an insecurity. I think there's an agenda. I think there's an agenda, man. They're trying to put people in dresses. And they're kind of,
What does Lil Nas X have to do with wanting to put people in dresses?
That's just one example of it. But Lil Nas X, I think he came out and he got way more fans because of that.
So you think that he's straight and pretending to be gay?
Yeah. I've said this before. I've said this before in the group chat.
I've never heard you say that. That's why I'm asking again.
I've said this before in the group chat.
That's wild. So is it every black person that's a male that's gay, you think that they are really straight and they're pretending to be gay, or what?
No, not every, but I think that one right there.
That is interesting. Y'all listening, let me know what y'all think.
This dude is at the forefront. And I think Zaire or whatever, I already told you about the D-Wade thing. I think ever since his son came out as transgender, this dude's been everywhere. I'm telling you, man, Hollywood is not as black and white as you think, man. There's some behind the scenes shit. There's some behind the scenes shit going on, man. There's casting couch going on. There's hella shit going on, man. You know what casting couch is?
Yes, I know what casting couch is. Yes, I know what that is.
There's hella shit going on, man. We have to open our eyes, man.
Yeah, open your eyes. Open your eyes to truth. Open your eyes to facts. I think it's dangerous to believe in things that are false and spread that information to other people, because then there's whole segments of the population that believe something that's untrue. Like, that's wild to me. I think that's crazy. Everybody open your eyes. Believe what you want to believe, but also we have so much information at our fingertips. We have so much research that we can do before we, you know, make claims on the internet. When we tell somebody something that's false, you do the research and do the work before you start spreading false information to somebody else. Back in the day, there wasn't technology the way it is now. So I think that fake news, conspiracies, people believed that more often because there wasn't anything to refute those statements that were being made in the past. So these days we know more, and we're educating ourselves more. So because of that, there's really no excuse for us to believe things that have been proven, you know, to be untrue, or to believe things that are simply just false. So do the work, you know, believe what you want to believe. But at the same day, we all have to be responsible, you know, with the stuff that we believe and the stuff that we say and spread to other people. But DeAndre, thank you again for joining me on this episode.
Yeah, this episode was actually chill, man. This was a good episode.
It's always a pleasure having you on the show. I appreciate your time, as always.
Everybody keep quarantining, man. Wash your hands. Stay safe, man. Coronavirus is not fake, man. We talked about conspiracy theories, but it's a real thing, man. People are actually getting this shit. This is not like a fake disease.
Kim, people are dying, as they say.
Justin, you don't believe this is real?
Oh, it's real. It's real. It's real. It's real for sure. But, yeah, y'all enjoy the rest of your week. Y'all continue to be safe. Feel free to follow me on my social media. I have that link in the description. Follow DeAndre on Instagram. I'll have his link in the description as well. Yeah, y'all continue being safe. Yeah, join the lives on Thursday. You know, I might change that to every other Thursday because it's a lot of work doing it every single week. So next Thursday, I'll have a live for sure. But you guys stay safe. I hope you enjoyed the episode. It was definitely an interesting one. So let me know your thoughts on Instagram or how else you can contact me. So if you have questions or concerns, you can email the podcast page and that'll be in the description as well. But yeah, I appreciate you guys for listening every week. It means a lot to me. Tell a friend to tell a friend, subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review. We love to see it. But until the next time, I'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.